Send a movie idea.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So okay. You want to do a podcast?
Well, let's come and do a podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. I'm not going to tell you them. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one of your brilliant film ideas can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be placed in a giant zorb and rolled through the streets of Soho as a deterrent for mass gatherings. I'm Joel, a man who puts the own in. I've spent the last week exclusively shooting teenagers in Call of Duty Warzone, and across from me is John Harris, a man who has fled London. Run for the hills. Where are you hiding, John? Or would you rather we didn't reveal it? I can sort. Maybe I can put some details together from your background. There seems to be a painting. I don't know if that really represents anywhere.
That's not a painting. That's a mirror. And what you're looking at is the other side of the room, which is a painting. No.
Wow, you live in some sort of like medieval set scene. That's nice. Are you?
I've relocated to a house of mirrors. I thought that would keep me sane in this weird lockdown time. Yeah, no, I've ran away out of London. Boris said it's okay, and so I said, yes, sir, and ran away.
Pretty good time to burgle John's flat in London, everyone listening?
Yeah. Send me some post, John's flat, London. See if you can
get hold of him. John, we're not here to plot when to burgle your flat. I've been spending the last few weeks doing that anyway. We're here to talk film ideas. How about this one from Jim? Mission Impossible Ghostbuster Protocol.
Yeah, I mean, next film idea.
I think it's like Tom Cruise gets drafted into the Ghostbusters, but it's all action. There's less laughs, more gun fights. And the good thing is, what the Ghostbuster fan base love is messing with the format. They honestly, they absolutely love it. If you take the original thing and just mess around with it a little bit. You know, you could put Tom Cruise in it and you could make it way more gunny. You could put a woman in it or something. And they go crazy for it. They absolutely love it. There's another suggestion also here from Jim saying it could also be Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, and it just features a sexy pottery scene with Tom Cruise.
I approve of both.
They're both very good, aren't they? I think, is Tom Cruise still sexy?
Oh, that is a great question. Is he still sexy?
I don't think. Does he do sexy films anymore? You know, like he's obviously sexy in. That's the end of the sentence. In like Cocktail and Top Gun, and like he's being sexy. But what is he now? Just action guy. I don't know. Tweet us. Is Tom Cruise still sexy?
Well, there's a level of sexiness to Ethan Hunt, surely. A super secret spy. That's pretty sexy.
It is pretty sexy, but he doesn't do sexy stuff in the way James Bond does. Does he?
No. I don't think so. There's less, There's less like...
He's more suits. Jason Bourne than Jason Porn. People are saying. That's what people are saying.
That's what the quotes are saying.
That Jason Porn's quite a good name for James Bond. on Ghostbusters, John.
Yeah.
The fan base who don't... They're so cool. They're one of the most chilled out fan bases. You know, a lot of people on the internet talk about kind of toxic fan bases.
Not the Ghostbuster guys. They love any old nonsense to do with Ghostbusters. They absolutely love it. Not protective. You and I were lucky to go and see the Ghostbusters remake 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
In London's Leicester Square in a big like press screening. And I remember us thinking it was good. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And I did a tweet about thinking it was good. And I got set upon by the Ghostbuster guys. Do you remember?
The chilled, relaxed Ghostbuster boys.
They all thought I was in the pocket of Big Ghost.
They said, they tweeted you saying, that's totally your opinion and I respect that.
Yeah. All opinions welcome, dude. Yeah. We're just happy that people are talking about Ghostbusters in the year 2016. Thank God. No, but they came for me and they said that I must have been paid off. I was in the pocket of, big slime, big ectoplasm. It was really interesting. And it made me think, I'm so glad I'm not famous and with a big profile. Do you ever think that? Like, it was probably like no more than sort of 5 or 6 tweets. But if I had like a significant following and I tweeted that I like Ghostbusters, your life would be hell for about a week. I don't know how people deal with it.
Well, like I say, a few weeks ago, I tweeted about Eric Clapton in it. And it gave me a tiny taste of the idea.
And the Ghostbusters fans came after you.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, I tweeted, Eric Clapton would make a great Ghostbuster. Yeah, which is, my opinion, I guess.
There's your title. There's your episode title. Bosh, done. We can go home. The episode's 6 minutes long. Fuck off.
What about this one from your friend of mine, Big Rock Creative? The Passion of the Chris.
Just a really passionate guy called Chris.
Yeah, what could be a famous Chris.
What's he passionate
Chris?
About? There's a lot of famous Chris's.
Yeah.
One of the more popular famous names.
I would say so, yeah. Rock, Evans, Hemsworth, Pratt, Pine, Jenner,
Evans. I was
Brown.
Saying a different Evans.
Oh, yeah, two Evanses. Yeah.
You really impressively listed, did a Chris list for us just then.
Merry
that
Christmas.
That was really good. What's a bit weird is that you looked off screen when you were doing it as though you've just got like a big list of Chris's.
I got a tattoo. I was just looking at my arm.
The big John's favourite Chris's. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I got it because my older brother's called Chris, so I just wanted to show him how low down in the pecking order he is.
The list is like head to toe and he's just like on the bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
Passion of the Chris. It's Chris and he's really passionate about model railways.
Okay.
And
can it be Chris
like
Rock?
That...
He's the most passionate of the Chris's, I'd say.
Oh, he's a passionate Chris. And he's really into... He's got a model railway at his house. He's like, who are the big model railway guys? Rod Stewart is one of the big guys, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, Rod Stewart's been on the cover of, like, Model Railway Monthly.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And Chris Rock has got this secret obsession with model railways, but he thinks, and wrongly, in my opinion, thinks it's not cool, and he doesn't want to admit to it. And somehow him and Rod Stewart become an unlikely buddy up as they go to China to get their hands on a very rare Hornby train.
Very nice. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'd have that. I'd take that.
It's Chris Rock. It's Rod Stewart. We've all been waiting for it. They're also Ghostbusters with Eric Clapton.
It's a musical as well, I assume.
It's big a musical. It's Ghostbusters the musical, actually.
They'd love it. They would love it.
It's another thing they would love.
I don't know why we're going in on Ghostbusters fans so much.
It's because two of them tweeted me once 4 years ago. And I've been waiting for a platform to attack back. What about this one from a friend of the show, Tom? Scott Pilgrim versus Jurassic World. Sure, we've seen him take down 7 deadly exes, but what about a genetically modified T-Rex?
If it's following the premise of... What's the name of the film? I've totally forgotten. Scott Pilgrim, sorry.
Pilgrim versus the World, yeah.
If it's taking on that form, does that mean they previously dated?
No. It means that the person he's trying to date has previously dated dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, yeah. It's not his exes, it's her exes. Yeah,
it's her exes. Yeah. So it's her T-exes.
Very nice. Yeah, I would watch it. I'd. What? In Jurassic World...
Yeah.
The big thing is that like they're like, well, we can't just have normal dinosaurs because we did that already. So we've got genetically modified ones. And then in the second one, they're like, but this one's even more genetically modified.
Yeah, we genetically modified the genetics of the genetically modified one. You wait for the third film. the modifications on that, it's going to be like half metal. It's going to have hydraulic legs.
Yeah, they get exhibit in to show you all the bits they've done to it.
Haven't they got really rubbish names? Names that they have in Robot Wars. Oh, what, for God's sake. I've just got dinosaur. Yeah, Shuntosaurus.
I thought one was called like the Eurolaptor. Did I make that up?
Eurolaptor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
If one is called Eurolaptor, then next week my suggestion will be some sort of Eurovision Eurolaptor, some sort of camp singing dinosaur.
I'm into it. You know, I'm into it. I can't see who played the dinosaurs on IMDb, but that seems like a bit of a oversight from then. Yeah, I like it. I think it's good fun. I love Scott Pilgrim. I love dinosaurs.
I like the when you said I can't see who played the dinosaur. I'd love if they, you know, that they've got like Jeff Goldblum and Sam Neill back to back for the next Jurassic World. I'd love it if they were playing dinosaurs.
I thought you were going to say I'd love it if they got back one of the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park, and it's like a big coup. He said he'd never play a dinosaur again. It's like how. As I spoke about not long ago, I recently watched Hereditary, and I was reading the IMDb trivia, and it's like Toni Collette said, I don't ever want to do a horror film again, and then she saw the script and she just couldn't do it. I like the idea that there's like a brachiosaur at home being like, I'm not doing any more fucking dinosaur films. I've been, you know, typecast for years, for millennia, and then this script comes across the brachiosaur's desk and it's like, this is too good to turn down. Jurassic Park 6. It's going to be like, surely it's just going to be in space. What else can they do now? They've done world. Like, where do you go beyond Jurassic World, where they're just all over the world? It's got to be in space.
Well, I would watch it.
Of course you would.
I mean, I'd watch everything. Like, any suggestion on this show, I say, yeah, I'll watch it. One day I'm going to say, wouldn't watch that one, actually.
Yeah, that sounds shit.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This one from Beck, Little Merblade, Vampires Under the Sea.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good.
What's the deal with sunlight?
Ooh.
What we're all wondering. You can get sunburn in the sea, but is that just the bits that are sticking out?
No, I think light travels through water, but you get the bits right at the bottom. Yes.
Yeah, you get the bits at the bottom, so they have to hide at the bottom, and they just come out and feed on fish at night.
Yeah. Are they feeding on fish? No, they're feeding on mermaids, surely.
They're feeding on mermaids. That makes sense.
Also, about the same time last year, they announced that Mahershala Ali was going to be playing Blade coming up. And
I was really hoping you were going to say Ariel.
Well, and that they're doing the live-action Little Mermaid. So they're both Disney properties. After, you know, after coronavirus, we're going to have to start saving money. So let's merge those two productions together.
I'm into it. 100% into it. I mean, you'd think the Blade comeback was a surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, because...
So you feel like that would be one of the first ones for the chop, whereas live-action Little Mermaid, that's happening no matter what. So if you want to get a bit of vampire action,
So you go to see the Little Mermaid expecting a live action retelling of the Little Mermaid, and they sneak
in. And
it is,
it is, perfectly is. And then the post credit scene is just horrifically brutal, and it's Ariel and friends, and what's the little clownfish called? No,
Flounder.
Not clownfish. There's Flounder and there's Sebastian, and Mahershala Ali is just ripping them to pieces. He eats Sebastian. He boils Sebastian in a pot.
That's really clever, because obviously we watch all the Marvel films. We watch all the Marvel films to the end credits, expecting to see a reveal of a new character or something, you know, from a next one.
They should start doing it in other films. Yeah. Big time, big time. We find out who the new Iron Man is at the end of Toy Story 5. That's good, isn't it?
I like
it. Also, it's clever from Disney, right? Because the Marvel fans are probably like a big group. They might not see other Disney properties, but if they know there's going to be a Marvel reveal at the end of a different Disney property, and here's the thing, you never know if it's going to be there or not. Cinemas get sent, all the cinemas get sent different prints, and different Disney films have different Marvel post-credit scenes. And so you have to go and see every single one in the hope you'll see it. This is genius. Like,
people rushing to see Mulan just in case, like, She-Hulk appears at the end. I like it.
This is a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a genuine...
Disney.
Great. Yeah.
Bob Iger, we've got some ideas. What about this one from Morgan? Top Gum. Tom Cruise goes to an elite academy where he will learn how to blow America's fastest bubbles.
I think you mean Tom Chews.
Oh, come on. He says the words
John,
fastest bubbles.
John, the listeners are applauding at the moment. Just hang on a second. Okay, what are you going to say?
He says the fastest. I was imagining biggest. But then actually,
yeah.
Top Gun is...
How do you measure the speed of a bubble?
I was thinking bubble gum because of...
Yeah,
I assume it's bubble gum because of gum. Yeah, fine. Not bubbles. He's not blowing bubbles.
He's not blowing bubbles. Is that... I nearly said, is that a thing in America? I mean, it must be. Blow bubbles is not like an English thing, is it? Is it?
Like an American tourist comes over and is like, what are you guys doing?
Why are there all these bubbles? There's just bubbles in the air everywhere. They think it's like the air's different.
Yeah, fine. So he's in a bubblegum blowing contest, but they all take it very seriously. They're all wearing silly outfits and sunglasses. And wait, the big song from Top Gun is Take My Breath Away. That's what the villain does to Tom Chews, so he can't blow the big bubbles.
Oh, no. Yes. And the villain is like a rival chewer. Nice, nice.
Feels a bit close to the knuckle right now to be saying this one, but I assume he's giving him some sort of respiratory condition.
John, you are. I didn't realise you were getting into satire. That's on the money, topical humour there. Bloody hell. Have I just stumbled onto the day-to-day? What is it? The Now show?
The day-to-day. What, Chris Morris's show from the 90s?
Yeah, that's my references, baby. That's good. And the way they got... So they got Tom Chews and all of the other pilots into it because they said, look, you've proven you're excellent at flying planes. The next time, we need you back in because we're talking orbit. And they think they're all getting sent to space.
Very good.
Yeah, and little do they know, they just get handed a packet of Juicy Fruit and they're like, come on, boys. And then you get a full training montage of them learning how to blow the best bubblegum bubbles.
I would say as well, if they're giving them Juicy Fruit, they're really going to struggle. You've got to be good to blow a bubble from Juicy Fruit.
Is it tough? It took me a long time as a kid to get good at blowing bubbles. I haven't done it for years, but surely it's like riding a bike. Once you learn, you never forget.
I think so. I think the good stuff... I think for bubbles, you're looking at like a Hubba Bubba.
Oh, I haven't had Hubba Bubba in so long. The problem with Hubba Bubba is it's so delicious, you just want to swallow it.
Yeah.
You just want to chew it straight away and swallow it down.
100%. Isn't that weird? I definitely know the feeling, and I've definitely in my life swallowed chewing gum, bubble gum, because I thought it was so delicious. Why is your brain doing that? Why doesn't it want to just enjoy it in the mouth for longer?
That's such a good point. But then I guess you could apply that to every delicious food.
Yeah, true.
Why am I swallowing these? Pancakes.
Yeah. Why do they just chew dinner forever?
Yeah. Why don't I just hold syrup in my mouth forever as my teeth slowly dissolve?
How about this one from Steph? This is a long one, so bear with me. Can I suggest Lost in Conversation with a Vampire, which is not really a pun, but is a mashup of the early noughties Hellfire that was Lost, the Coppola classic Lost in Translation, and the Pitt slash Cruise, or Chews as we like to call him, Ode to Goths, Interview with a Vampire. In this movie, I like to imagine Bill Murray crash lands in New Orleans on his way home from Japan after leaving Scarlett Johansson. Gradually losing his mind in the Louisiana swamps, he befriends a local vampire who tells him the way to the airport. Alas, his southern accent is too strong and he misunderstands the directions, which are lost in translation. As he drowns in the bayou, Elvis Costello's Peace, Love and Understanding blares out of a speaker before Antonio Banderas, why was he in that movie, removes the cassette tape and regroups... removes the cassette tape and regroups with the graveyard of smoke monsters. They were dead all along, or were they? Not actually sure how Lost ended, but something like that.
Wow. This episode has got more cruises in it than a pensioner's calendar.
Oh, very nice.
It's really good stuff. No, I really love that film idea. It sounds great, right? I've never seen Conversation with a Vampire. Have you? Interview with a Vampire.
Yes. Yes, I have. A long time ago. It's very good. Very melodramatic and gothic. It's a great film.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
You should. I watched it ages ago, so let me know if it is actually terrible and I've just remembered it well. But I seem to remember it being a good film.
Hey, John, should we move on to our own ideas? Mine is another dinosaur-y one. It doesn't feature Tom Cruise, so that's probably good. But it could do, maybe. The Land Before Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's just a sexy dinosaur teen drama comedy.
I don't know much about Fast Times. Is that a sexy teen drama?
Yeah, it's like an 80s coming of age. We're all teenagers at school. There's like a car washing scene. You know all the cliches. But imagine if there were dinosaurs.
Perfect. And then one of those ladies who dates one of those dinosaurs then gets into that other film we made earlier and we've gone full circle.
Oh, I love it. I love to see it. That is perfect. Well done, John. John, what's your idea?
Kanye West World. President Kanye West sets up a theme park to let revelers see inside his mind, but behind the scenes is not all as it seems.
No. It's not all as it seems?
Yeah.
I'm well into that. So it's like, hang on, so you get to see in the workings of his mind. It's not like Westworld where we get to live in some sort of Kanye West dreamscape.
I think it's somewhere in the middle. So it's like you live in a world that is a Kanye West world. So you're getting an insight into his mind because you're seeing all of this. And it's a bit like, yeah, a Westworld kind of theme parky thing. But it's all based around how great Kanye West is. So I assume like everyone there is Kanye West. Like,
yeah, that's what I was imagining. Yeah, I'd quite like a little wander around that.
If everything is Kanye West, does that mean you have to be Kanye West? So like in that world, if you look in the mirror, it's Kanye West?
Yeah, but you get very to nice. Pick which Kanye West you are.
I'm going to go with sunglasses with the slits in them.
Oh, nice. That's graduation Kanye West.
Stronger, yeah.
I'm going to go pink polo and a backpack Kanye West.
Oh,
and we can just meet up there and hang out.
So, yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, and then it turns out it's all corrupt and evil in the background and stuff, and it all goes to shit, I guess. And then is there going to be an uprising of Kanyes against the big Kanye looking after it?
Yeah, I think early Kanyes will go after the more modern Kanyes.
Very nice.
And vice versa. Yeah, I'm into that. That's good stuff.
War of the Kanyes.
Good. I'm well into it. Lovely stuff. Another rip-roaring episode, John. Well done.
Thank you.
I thought I did quite well as well. Thanks for acknowledging that. And listener, yep. I thought some of you did quite well.
You did some good listening.
You've been really listening hard the whole way through. If we quizzed you, I imagine you'd get 100%. And we're going to pick a winner, and I'm going to pick Mission Impossible Ghostbuster Protocol, because I just love that fan base so much, and they deserve another spin on a classic.
Shout out to the cool and chill guys.
Shout out cool and chill guys, and they are guys, all of them. please send us film ideas, hate mail, whatever you want, Dream Factory Podcast on Twitter. There'll be more from Joel and John after this. Hello, welcome to the bit of more from Joel and John. John, I've got a score to settle.
What?
Not with you.
Oh.
With a couple of listeners. So at the end of the episode last week, I asked people to tweet me the words, "Where's my prize?" And they would, in exchange, get a prize.
Yeah.
And people did that. And John, there was never any prize. What it was a test, because I would say on average we put out 4 to 5 calls during an episode for people to tell us things, right? Is Tom Cruise still sexy? Amongst other things. And no one ever fucking does it. Never once. Without this test having been done, not once would I get a tweet about the sexiness of Tom Cruise. And I'm literally asking people to do it. And so I thought, I bet the little shits, our listeners, will tweet me if I promise them a prize. And they all came out of the woodwork, didn't they? So I know you're there. I know you're all active on social media. So yeah, lesson learned from all of you guys. I hope you feel very sorry for yourselves. And do remember, this week, if you tweet John, where's my prize, there will actually be a prize.
A real one this time, yeah, definitely.
What have you been up to, John? You got any updates?
No, not really. I watched Blindspotting the other day with David Diggs. That was brilliant.
Oh, yeah, you told me to watch it. And it's really good. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah. And then I'll watch Hamilton tonight, finally, so I can say, yeah, he's also good enough.
Yeah. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, I haven't seen the film one.
Have you seen the stage show?
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Okay.
So yeah, we can be like,
I've seen the show.
I mean, it doesn't really compare to seeing it live, but I guess it's the best we can get at the moment, what with all the theatres being systemically shut down. I've been watching, and pardon my pronunciation, Jiri Hadji?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it at the beginning of lockdown.
It's great. It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. It's great. Some of the performances are great, and
the Japanese performances are great. I mean, the English Cockney gangster, who's like a caricature, and also, why the hell's Justin Long in it?
Oh, I was so happy. I was so excited to see Justin Long in it. I mean, come on, Justin Long?
Yeah, we're all happy to see Justin Long in it, but we're also wondering why Justin Long's in it. We can feel both things.
Yeah. I'm going to have me and my mates used to always say that one night we'd have a Justin Long marathon, just because he just seemed like an odd person to choose a marathon to watch.
And let me tell you, that would be a long night, because I'm looking at his filmography, and he's been in so many films.
Yeah, you got Crossroads, you got Dodgeball. I don't know what else.
The Sasquatch Gang, Dreamland, The Breakup, Accepted, Idiocracy, Live Free or Die Hard, Battle for Terror, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story, Strange Wilderness, Just Add Water, Zack and Miri Make a Pornos, The Pineapple Express, He's Just Not That Into You, Still Waiting, Taking Chances, Serious Moonlight, Drag Me to Hell, Funny People, Beyond All Boundaries, Planet 51, Old Dogs, Afterlife, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel, Youth in Revolt, Going the Distance, Alpha and Omega, The Conspirator, 10 Years, Free Hugs, Alvin and Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, For a Good Time, Call, Best Man Down, Movie 43, I, Steve, A Case of You, Walking with Dinosaurs, Ask Me Anything, Veronica Mars, Comet, Tusk, The Lookalike, Alvin and Chipmunks, The Road Chip, Yoga Hoses, Frank and Lola, Lavender, Ghost Team, Trump Baby, And Then I Go, Literally Right Before Aaron, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, After Class, The Wave, Lady of the Manor.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.